Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
That's the latest. Brand new from Arkells, Quitting You, off of their Campfire Chords album. And as soon as you heard the first couple chords of that song, Reader had a big smile on his face.
Yep.
Good way to start a Friday morning, I'd say. That's definitely a mood, that song.
I am a big fan of that one.
Yeah, we're on cloud nine here, and we hope you guys are also on cloud nine as you are getting up for the morning. Hopefully, you guys had a better start to the day than me, because Reader, guess what? It happened again.
Uh-oh.
Well, last week you weren't here. You were on holidays, but I came in and I told Matt that I forgot to set an alarm.
Ah.
And he freaked out. And he's like, well, good thing you're on time. But I mean, I got an internal clock anyways. But I woke up this morning at 4:45 and I looked at my phone and I didn't set an alarm.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm thankful to be here this morning with everybody listening, because that is definitely a scary thing. Have you ever forgotten to set your alarm? Because I know you have two alarms.
Yeah, well, I have three alarms, actually.
Oh, wow, okay.
But,
well, let me guess your three alarms. Your phone, your alarm clock, and a splash of water in the face.
No, actually, this phone, my last phone, because I still use it around the house.
Fair enough.
And my alarm clock across the room.
So you've never had a, because you set three alarms. It's like a routine, right?
I think there's been the odd time where, for some reason, none of them, I haven't heard any of them.
Okay.
But usually at least one or two of them go off every morning.
Well, I mean, thankfully I'm blessed with an internal clock that I can wake up. I mean, I get up at 3:00 in the morning to go to the bathroom regardless every day. So that's the thing.
But clockwork.
I'm a little bit bummed out because I could have been late, but also because I fell asleep listening to a podcast yesterday and I was really interested in the topic and I missed like 3/4 of it, and I don't know if I like absorbed it in my sleep or anything. I don't think I did.
You'll have to listen back and just see, okay, I remember this part. I just kind of flash forward a few, maybe 30, 45 seconds at a time.
May have to do like a re-listen kind of thing. But also I'm thinking silver linings, maybe I can turn this into like a motivator. I can maybe try to like learn Italian by falling asleep listening to Italian people.
I guess.
And then next thing you know, it's Fox FM mornings with Reader and Nick who speaks Italian. That's
cool.
What it would be. It'd be a little long, but we'd shorten it.
Yeah.
How about you listening out there? Have you ever forgotten to set an alarm but still woken up on time? I know it's a little bit, it's a very specific thing to ask, but I mean, if you're up this early, you've probably dealt with that at least once or twice.
Morning.
Good morning.
Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader.
A food show with a serious radio problem.
The preeminent arbiter of good taste.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Justin Bieber and Quavo, Fox FM, more hits and more favorites. Reader, I wanted to mention, even though it's Friday and the weekend is upon us, I wanted to talk about Monday morning, just as a quick reminder for those who are unaware that we're literally giving away a free pizza once a week for the rest of the year.
I know. Isn't it fun?
It's just the best. It is. It's all reliable. That's what I like to say, because you can count on Monday being Pizza Monday here at Fox FM. It's every Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to win some pizza, all you need to do is listen on Monday for that keyword. Once you hear it, text it in.
Yeah. It's such a simple process to get in to win. And who knows, you could pick yourself up a free 2-topping medium pan pizza from our pals at Domino's.
Yeah.
Take care of a meal or two for the week. What's not to like?
Maybe give it to your kids so they shut up. I don't know. Kids love pizza, right?
You just went right there.
I don't know. I'm feeling direct today. It's Friday. Regardless of how, and also it's not limited to people in Yorkton as well, too. The winner this week, Gabriel from Yorkton, but last week we had a winner from Varigan. It doesn't matter. As long as you're in the listening area, if you can get Fox FM on your radio, text us on Monday and enter in for that medium 2-topping pizza from Domino's in Yorkton.
Nick has a man bun.
Reader has a stylish, well-kept haircut. And he eats a lot of buns at St. Mary's Hall.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
It's Cage the Elephant. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM, Nick and Reader joining you on a Friday morning. And Reader, I was thinking about fashion today.
Oh.
And I was thinking about fashion just over the years, because I saw a photo of some kid on Christmas morning in the 90s, and he was wearing like a Bugle Boy shirt with some neon on it, some Zubaz, and Reebok pumps. And I thought to myself, boy, I wish that I could dress like that in 2020.
Man. The Bugle Boy, that's something
Bugle Boy,
I haven't thought about in a long time.
Well, like, just old fashioned in general. Like, is there something from back in the day that you wish would come back? Like a piece of clothing or like a certain style kind of thing? I've always thought about that because it seems to be cyclical almost.
Boy, I don't know if there's any one thing in particular that I would bring back. There are certain things I hope don't make a comeback.
Uh-oh.
The giant jeans.
JNCOs, yeah.
Yeah, that you could hide a family of five underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah, like those need to never, ever come back.
I definitely had a pair of those. I don't think I ever wore them in public. They were a hand-me-down from my brother.
Yeah. When I was a kid, there was an explosion of Chip and Pepper everywhere.
Okay.
Just tie-dye as far as the eye can see.
Yeah, but
a little bit of tie-dye is okay. A little bit goes a long way.
True. Especially if it's like a Grateful Dead t-shirt or something like that. Then, yeah. But, yeah, I could see that tie-dye, you know, being a thing coming back. I mean, that's like a fun craft to do. I know, actually, speaking of tie-dye, this past Wednesday, I know Yorkton Pride were doing tie-dye in the park for their Pride Week celebrations this week, too. So, tie-dye's still kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I think pump shoes. That's my big thing.
The Reebok pump.
My upstairs neighbor wears Reebok pumps from, like, the 90s, and he buys dead stock pairs when he can.
Okay.
And he spends a lot of money on them because they're kind of a collectible shoe now. Hmm. But that's what he used to wear in the 90s, and he just kind of kept wearing them and kept buying them and holding them in the closet. It and wearing them until they wore out kind of thing. I'm jealous. I'm like green with jealous rage every time I see the closet and he's got these awesome pairs of Reebok pumps.
Yeah, there's certain things like I think of when I was a kid or when I was growing up. One thing I know because, you know, branding has changed over the years and with the U of S.
In Saskatoon.
You used to be able to get things with the paw prints everywhere.
Yeah, the paw prints on the butt.
Yeah, the gym shorts or the Husky sweats, which are still to this day some of the most comfy sweats and everything. But, yeah, they've changed up their branding and stuff. They don't use those logos anymore.
That's true, yeah. I bet you if my parents kind of dug in their closet, they'd probably produce at least one pair of Husky sweatpants.
I bet you if people were putting up their Husky gear on eBay, there'd be people looking to snap them up.
Probably. If you're from Saskatchewan, you know about the paw prints on
stuff.
The pants.
Yeah, the paw prints.
Now I kind of want that too. Reebok pumps and Husky athletic sweatpants.
Yeah.
That's what I want. What do you guys think? What piece of fashion from or back in the day, maybe your childhood, could be your university years, what would you like to see make a comeback? Do you still have some of those old pieces of clothing? Do you have a pair of Reebok pumps and a size 13 men's? Totally let me know. I would love to hear from you. Call or text 306-783-3699.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Jonas Brothers, more hits, more favorites, Fox FM, it's Nick hanging with you, and Reader went out to go wash his hands, so hopefully you guys are doing the same, staying safe and sanitary out there. Hey, man!
Hey!
I was just going to talk about, of course, going online to sign up for Alert Me. So
let's say,
that's the latest from the Jonas Brothers. So let's say you're a big Jonas Brothers fan, or maybe you're a new Jonas Brothers fan, because I got to admit, when they were popular for the first time, I wasn't really their target demographic. So
no.
I'm really into the Jonas Brothers now that they're adults and aren't Disney Channel guys anymore.
Yeah.
But if you are a fan of the new and the old of your favorite artists, Alert Me is the best thing to do.
Yeah, it'll let you know right away when anything by them's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
If you go via the Twitter route and get your notifications, you'll get notified. They'll get notified because they get tagged in it too.
Yeah, so you'll get tagged in the tweet. Your artists will get tagged in the tweet. They know that you love their music. It's as simple as that. You get closer to the artists you love, and you get to hear more music that you love as well too. It does us a big favor as well too because it knows what you guys love so we can keep playing it here at Fox FM. So the website, foxfmonline.ca, or on the app, sign up for Alert Me and start hearing more of the music you love.
If those beards get any longer, we'll change the name to Mystical Mornings with Gandalf and Merlin.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Fox FM, Friday morning. Ooh, that's, I like that word, Friday. Yes. End of the week, it's Nick and Reader hanging out with you. And of course, a lot of people going to be streaming over the weekend. So I thought we'd do a little Nick and Reader at the movies. Because Reader, I got some stuff here.
What do we got?
That's streaming this weekend. If you're interested, new this weekend on Crave. This is awesome. This is something that I'm into. The entire series of Laguna Beach dropped on Crave. So if you're like me, and you're a high school kid in the mid-2000s, well, you can watch some Laguna Beach now.
You'll be in your element.
I'm going to get some Ben and Jerry's, and I'm going to watch some Laguna Beach tonight. That's what I'm doing. Also, on Crave, if you're following Canada's Drag Race, the latest episode's going to be on there. And that movie Bombshell. Do you remember that one? It was nominated for an Oscar. It's about Fox News and Megyn Kelly.
Oh, okay.
That dropped on Crave, so you can check that one out. As far as Netflix, I was taking a look. There's a documentary about the making of that show, The Witcher, one of my favorite shows on Netflix. Also, $1 Million Beach House. I was looking at this one. It's kind of a new house hunting kind of show on Netflix. You know, sometimes you want to see rich people's houses.
Sure, yeah.
And finally, The Equalizer 2. That's the sequel to that Denzel Washington movie. That's on Netflix. Yes. Amazon Prime is really nothing new. Disney Plus hasn't added anything new as well. So that's kind of your new releases for the weekend.
And if nothing else, just search around because you'll probably find something you want to watch.
Actually, you and I were talking about how a couple days ago, I haven't seen Blazing Saddles and you haven't seen Young Frankenstein. So maybe
might have to do that this weekend.
Do a little deep digging. You might find something you like. But let us know. What are you watching on streaming services this weekend? You can call or text 306-783-3699.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
Like that.